welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, author, life coach, mother of two. And whether you're married with children, single, divorced, or somehow all of the above, I'm talking to you about life, love, Todd, relationships, and sex. Todd's here, yay! Let's give him some bar applause.
Thank you very much.
Woo!
It's very nice.
We need to go out drinking soon.
Yeah, no shit.
Done that in a while.
Yeah, no kidding. As soon as I recover from the last bender, give me a couple months and I'll be ready.
You don't like drink with me anymore. It's like the honeymoon's over.
Our honeymoon's never gonna end.
You know why? Because we don't live together. People are always like, "You guys are so not me and Todd, me and Mark." They're like, "You guys are so cute. Like you're still so into each other." And I'm like, "We don't live together."
Do you think that does help?
I mean, you and Hill are super into each other too, and you do live together, so you probably have a few things to say about that.
This episode.
What we're talking about today is the honeymoon over? Is it?
Oh my God.
Or how do you know the honeymoon's over? Or, yeah, I don't know. It's like, here's some signs that the honeymoon's
over.
You mean the honeymoon phase of a relationship? Like anywhere from 5 to 14 days. I'm talking about how do you start seeing that the honeymoon is over?
Yeah, there are some signs. And is that a bad thing?
No, it's not necessarily
because
a bad thing. Because if you were to just hump like bunnies all the time, you would never get anything done.
Well, and isn't that a chemical thing too? The honeymoon phase?
Yes, absolutely. There's all this projection. There's all this like seeing each other through rose-colored glasses and, you know, feeling all the warm fuzzies and the oxytocin and the bonding. And blah, 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 blah. Okay? So especially if you're doing it. Because then there's all kinds of oxytocin.
If you're doing it.
Then there's all kinds of, or the sink, or everywhere, right? Yeah. Okay, is that a sign that the honeymoon is over? That you're not doing it on the dining room table?
We don't do it on the dining room table because it's old and it creaks and it makes too much noise and it bangs against the wall and wake up the kid.
You don't want to break it.
We'll still do it in the kitchen.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Hey, counters are solid.
Yeah.
Right?
And then the right height, actually.
So, and could you stand up, please? How tall are you? I was like, because this could be the right height for you. So, I'm kind of a bed girl, though. I have to say, I like being comfortable.
Type.
You know, like I mean, I'm cool with the countertop or something once in a while, but eventually your little tailbone's gonna hurt or something. You know, like, you know, shit gets uncomfortable.
Yeah, you got to work through that discomfort.
And I'm all for going the distance.
Yeah.
You know, so like, hey, how about a bed? I'm kind of like that. So that definitely doesn't mean that the honeymoon's over in my book.
Right.
Because I'm not like a real acrobat when it comes to like sex on various furniture kind of
thing. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for me.
Yeah. No, everybody's different.
But for some people, they might be like, oh my gosh, you only want to, you know. You're not being adventurous. You don't want to like have sex in the dressing room at Macy's or whatever.
Well, there's a lot of cameras, people. Yeah.
You're bound to get caught.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. That just sounds like you could get arrested.
I know. And then you can't pick up your kid from school.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, you're like late for work because you got arrested because you had to bang one out in the dressing room.
If you're
like,
both
really?
In holding cells, who do you have like...
Who do you call to get the kid?
Yeah.
You could call me. I'll call you. Okay. we can be each other's.
Fair enough. Hey,
I only have so much cash on hand, though.
If there's any way you could pick up my kid at school and then swing by the local jail and bail me out,
that would be great. So let's look at, because there's all these articles, listicles, you know, people talking to people about sex on the interweb. And one of the other things that, and, you know, I can't remember who it is. She's always saying, like, don't wear sweatpants or whatever. Who's that?
I don't know.
Oh, there's, I don't know.
I remember that. Do you ever see that movie, Extract, that Mike Judge movie with Jason Bateman? Like, the beginning of it.
Do you know me? Did I see that movie, Todd?
No.
Okay. There you go. So tell us.
So anyway, Jason Bateman, the beginning of the movie, is like he wants to get, he's like a boss at his job, but he wants to get out of work so he can beat his wife home. Because if he doesn't beat her home, then she'll put on the sweatpants. And once the sweatpants are on, it's not going to happen.
Oh, I see.
So that's the whole opening bit of the movie Extract. and he.
I feel like I have seen that.
He just misses it.
Either that or there was a car commercial that spoofed it. I don't know.
That's possible too, yeah.
Because I really feel like I can see the scene. So, you know, sometimes though, there are certain sweatpants and little t-shirts that can be kind of enticing.
Well, basically my wife can wear anything and I'm going to be enticed, poor thing, you know. So.
Poor thing.
So she... Poor sweet thing. So I have to, you know, I gotta
get a like, gunny sack for her or something. But she'd make that work.
Yeah.
Then she'd be all farm girl and shit.
Yeah.
Right.
No, this is what I'm saying.
It's a problem.
Oh, I think that's one of the hot. I love.
See, I know. I knew
she puts on overalls with no shirt. It's the best.
It's over.
It's the best. It's so American.
It's you're suddenly so patriotic.
Yes.
Give me a hay bale quick. Damn it. So, okay. So again, so the honeymoon doesn't have to be over with sweatpants, but like the movie that you were talking about, are you still caring about how you look when he comes over?
Mm-hmm.
Because personally.
Or when he gets home or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah. Sorry. My boyfriend just still comes over.
Yeah, you guys have that.
But seriously, it's been, you know, it's been almost 7 years, mm-hmm. right? And I care how I look when he's going to come over and how I smell and how, like, I wear his favorite perfume. And, you know, I try to keep it hot.
Right,
you know,
sure.
Like I care. And sometimes I might be like in yoga pants and a t-shirt or something if we're just going to watch television or whatever. But yeah, I think it's important to care, one, because it makes you feel good.
Right.
Right. Because it's like he said, once the sweatpants go on, her whole frame of mind has changed.
Well, yeah, I think
right?
that's, yeah.
It's like, that's really what it's about, because it's like, oh, but now I'm in like ponytail and, you know, sweats mode.
Sure.
Right? So, so I think that you can kind of help keep the honeymoon going by caring about how
yeah.
you look
and
when they get home.
Time aside to do these fun things. But at the same time,
these fun things,
it's okay,
being
sexual
things,
fun things.
Right.
But at the same time, it's okay to need to get some rest.
Well, sure,
chill on the couch. But then you still cuddle. Like that's what we make a point of when we're both too goddamn exhausted to fuck. But we sit and
you cuddle.
We cuddle,
right?
And we literally watch TV. It's not a code
right.
for.
Okay, well that's one of the other things is like when watching TV becomes. Watching TV.
Right.
Like,
and it's not.
For reals.
Hey, you want to watch some TV? You know,
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that can also. Well, look, I mean, if you're living together, I mean, really, can it be like a Harlequin romance novel every night?
No.
Like, no. Like,
no.
Sometimes there's just TV night.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. And like you said, the cuddling.
Yeah, just right. don't do it on opposite sides of the room, I would say. Because if you're not cuddling while you're watching TV and you're on
then
opposite sides of the room.
Then the honeymoon might be over. That
then,
might be a sign.
Yeah, and it's yeah. You know, it's easy to get in grooves of things like that when you've been with someone forever. You just have to make sure you're not doing that.
Grooves are dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta break shit up. Don't
yeah.
let the negative patterns happen, I guess.
If, you know, maybe there can be like a... You know, Monday through Thursday, there's like, we just chill. But see, you don't want to schedule stuff like that. No, you just have to like.
I wonder about that.
Me. Yeah, I know.
Because like a lot of couples do. They like,
I know.
They go out of their way. They schedule the sex night.
Well, I guess in some ways, my life is kind of scheduled.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, it kind of is. I sort of know like Wednesdays and Thursdays, I'm not getting laid. For sure.
Oh yeah, that's true about
you know,
my Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
And every other weekend.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
there's certain things I know
right.
that are not going to happen.
Right.
But yeah, so I guess see, I guess in some ways it's already kind of scheduled. And then I guess you don't want to see. I don't know. I just think if you're, but maybe sometimes you feel pressure, like if you're going to look cute when he gets home because you just want to feel good, then. Maybe there's pressure.
Well, yeah,
I don't know. Sex shouldn't be pressure, though.
No, that's the thing. But
I'm confusing
when you
myself
schedule
right now.
It, like my wife
Friday
does,
night date night.
Yeah,
thing.
My wife does not respond well to scheduled sex.
Right.
She because she does feel pressure.
Right.
And
what if I'm not in the mood at the moment?
And for us, it's like,
what if I eat too much at dinner?
If we go out, well, exactly. But if we go out on like a date, we don't make it about this has to end in sex. And it usually winds up ending in sex because we don't make it about that. We're just having fun together.
Right.
And that's just a natural part of having fun.
Right.
But it's not a requirement on any level.
Okay.
If you have these scheduled date nights, that's all I'm saying.
Right. We did that whole thing on can you schedule romance?
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that you should if you need to.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
I think you can and you should. If you need to.
Right.
Right.
But it's a bit of an acting exercise, really, because you have this thing set up, but you have to get into the mode of fun and relax.
Right.
Into it and have a good time with it and not feel like this pressure to have this end result.
Right.
You know, that's what they always tell you in acting school. You can't play the results. You have to just play the given circumstances and your objectives.
If the question is the honeymoon over?
Mm-hmm.
If you do find yourself not really caring what you look like,
right,
when your love or whomever is coming over,
right? Well, then
you might want to think about that.
That might be indicative of something else, too.
Yeah, and you might just want to remember that it's kind of like we all have to put effort into relationships to make them work, and I think it's part of the dance to entice each other with your senses.
But at the same time, it's impossible to do
it all the time. No, you're
farting,
gonna wear sweats sometimes.
Farting in front of each other.
Oh, see,
sometimes.
Now this is another thing. Okay, but I do think there should be an effort
to not fart.
Yes, I think there should be. You can. I'm sorry. I don't care if you're married, 50 years. I think that you should make some effort whenever possible to not fart around each other or pick your nose around each other.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, look, sometimes you're gonna barf because you're sick. It happens.
I think farts are funny, so they don't bother me.
They stink, Todd.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when it gets really funny. Oh, damn.
Oh, you're one of those that farts in the bed and then hides her under the covers.
Yeah, and wait for her to get in the bed so when she opens the covers, it's like, Jesus!
What happened in here?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just think that an effort should be made.
I get it.
Yeah,
I
just do.
Well, farting doesn't bother me. I still, when I'm doing a number two, that's mine.
Well, not that's
I
precious.
I don't.
You said that like it's precious. That's mine.
I'm not Melanie Griffith in Something Wild. I close the bathroom door. That's
I think that that's important. I think, you know, this also goes for peeing in front of each other. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. You brought up the next step. I don't do that. It's been almost 7 years. Mark has never seen me sitting on the toilet. Swear to God.
Oh,
I don't know what he's heard. I'm sure he's heard me pee, but I won't do it. Because I'm like, nope, the door's going to be closed. And in fact, the other night I was kind of drunk and I almost didn't close the door. And I was like,
whoa.
I was like, because for me, mm-hmm. that's like a big sign that the honeymoon is over.
And you're trying to stretch this thing out as long as possible. I get it. The peeing thing, it's like we've shared hotel rooms where we only have one bathroom and we all got to get ready at the same time. So that stuff doesn't bother me.
Right.
At the same time, it's not, we also have a kid. So, you know, we're closing doors is what I'm saying. But it doesn't bother me to pee in front of each other.
No.
Yeah. But taking a D, that's
that really,
a different,
yeah, no,
different
that,
ball of wax.
That's, yeah.
But everybody has their...
No, everybody has their thing. I'm 90% sure in my marriage that it would probably pass that too. And I just think that's bad. I just don't think that
once
you should be pooping around each other.
Okay.
I just think that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
I just don't...
Yeah, but some people are like super hippy dippy about that stuff, and
I know,
that's cool.
They are.
That's
I'm very precious about the romance in my relationship. I am.
Yeah.
I'm because even if that seems like manufactured, you mm-hmm. know, like in a sense, like we've been on vacations too. We've been on cruises together. You know, we've got no fucking room at all.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But if we were like getting ready and doing that, there would be a moment where I'd be like, nope, not going to do it. You got to get out of here.
It's
become like a funny thing now between us. He's like, all right, You know, yeah, I always say, would Marilyn Monroe pee in front of someone? No.
I don't know. I don't know Marilyn Monroe.
I don't know. Maybe she did because, you know, she was kind of loopy sometimes.
Yeah.
So I protect that, though. I'm sure. Like, nope, that's like a thing. You know, in the same way that he wants to open my door when I get out of the car. Like if I get out, he's like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
He wants to open.
Does that.
He likes to do that. Or if I drop something, he wants to pick it up, you know, because it's part of our little dance.
Sure.
It's part of, you know.
I never open the car door like that. Am I a bad person?
No, you're not a bad person.
We just get out of the fucking car and go to where we're going. And make a big deal out of it.
Well, excuse me for wanting to make a big deal out of it. Whatever.
I open doors like to places, but not
to places,
I don't
not
run
the car
around
door?
And do the car door.
No.
I mean, unless it's like I'm, you know, we're parked curbside or whatever, I'll open her door first if I'm driving. Sure.
Parked curbside.
Yeah, as opposed to in like a driveway.
You mean just like lean over and you pop it open?
Well, no,
you
walk it. And, yeah, you open the door for her and then before I run around the other side of the car.
Oh, I see. When you're getting in the car, mm-hmm. I get. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that counts
getting
for something.
Getting out of the car, like, I don't know. She's not a patient person anyway.
She's probably halfway.
I gotta get the fuck out of this car.
You're trying to catch up to her to open the door into places.
Yeah, exactly. Where'd she go? She's so fast.
Just look for the red hair. Hillary,
wait for me.
So I have a thing about that personal thing. I think you should hold off on the peeing in front of each other as long as you possibly can.
That's fair.
And the pooping forever.
Pooping forever.
Yes, we agree on that.
And try to keep those farts in. Sometimes you can't help it.
Try to go in the other room or like. I don't know. Maybe.
What about like
get it out before you get in the car?
What about like a during sex fart?
Oh God! No. Oh God, no!
Or like a queef?
No, that's
what about
mortifying. That's mortifying. I don't know if anybody can.
Doesn't make you just laugh? Can't you just laugh together at that? No, it just everything freezes and it just stops.
I would be hiding.
Again, I think farts are funny, so yeah.
I think that that dogs should even hold their farts in if they're in the room with you while you're having sex. I think they should be considerate.
Sure. Yeah.
You get out.
Out.
You gotta train them that way.
Yeah, I don't like having the pets. I don't like the pets around when
man.
The sex is happening.
So is there anything else that you think is a sign that the honeymoon is over?
Not that I can think of.
This one here says seeing your husband or wife naked recently scared you for the first time.
Okay.
Well, I guess you could say that means they're kind of letting themselves go.
They're out of shape.
Right. They stop caring.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think you should ever stop caring, not just for your spouse, but for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just gotta because that means your own honeymoon with yourself is over.
Yeah,
and that's fucking tragic.
That's different.
You're not friends with each other on Facebook anymore? that's practically divorce.
Yeah, what is that even?
I don't understand that. Like, no, I just need my privacy. Get off my Facebook.
Although we do, my wife and I share an email account, which is, and people are so weird about that.
It's confusing.
You don't have your own email account? No, I don't. It's like, I don't feel like we need one. I mean, I guess we have our own work ones now, but... You know, the personal stuff.
I know.
People are like, weird, because I can't. What are you going to say to me that you think Hillary shouldn't hear in an email?
Right.
You mean, what would that be?
Then we can just text you.
Yeah, you can text me.
Okay. Did you want to give out your number?
Uh-huh.
So you can text Todd all of your questions. You can say, Todd, my wife farted in front of me today. What does it mean? And you'll be like, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious. Did you tape it? Did you make a Vine?
Did you Instagram that shit? No. All right. Well, I'm glad to know that we agree on some things.
Yeah.
But and I'm glad that the honeymoon's not over.
Gotta just keep it going.
Gotta keep it going. Gotta keep it fresh.
Keep it going.
Gotta keep it moving and doing it right. Up in the lab every day till daylight. Oh, that's a different song.
Yeah. Don't.
Yes.
Yeah, that's.
We took an old samba song and remixed it.
Yeah. That was nice.
Thanks.
I liked it.
Yeah. Well.
I liked it.
Hey. So.
Huh?
What's your show?
It's called You're the Worst. It's on FXX on Wednesday nights at 10:30 after the league.
Okay. And are they just going to keep adding X's as they want to, like...
Yes.
Create more stations. Well, it'll be on FXXXXX.
Yeah, each season they're going to have to create a new channel for You're the Worst.
That's like closets, 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 closets. Sorry, more Modern Family references. All right. If you're on iTunes or SoundCloud right now, please click subscribe because that would make me happy. My book's available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. It's called MILF 101, Make Your Life Fabulous. And sometimes people read it and they really like it and they feel better about their lives. So get it. And I would like to thank the good people here at Sideshow Network. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Todd, for being here because you're my bro. I love you. The honeymoon's never over.
Never over.
Never. This is Sophie Venable reminding you that you don't have to make your life perfect. Just make it fabulous.